Study, California Must Build Renewables at Record Rate, written by Hudson Sangri, and read by an automated voice. California must build generating resources at an unprecedented pace to reach its goal of supplying 100% renewable and zero carbon energy to retail customers by 2045, according to the draft results of a study released last week. Senate Bill 100, signed by Governor Jerry Brown in 2018, established the landmark clean energy mandate and required the California Energy Commission, or SEC, Public Utilities Commission, and Air Resources Board to report to the state legislature by January 1, 2021, on factors such as technologies, transmission, and reliability. A joint agency workshop Wednesday focused on draft modeling results developed by SEC staff and consultants from energy and environmental economics. Key takeaways from the modeling included a finding that sustained record-setting build rates will be required to meet SB 100, said Liz Gill, an electric generation system specialist with the SEC, who presented the draft results. Over the past 10 years in California, developers built an average of 1 gigawatts of solar generation and 330 megawatts of wind generation each year, Gill said. Battery storage had a negligible yearly build rate over the same period, though about 1,000 megawatts is now installed, she said. California needs an additional 70 gigawatts of utility-scale solar to reach its clean energy mandate, U.S. Department of the Interior. Reaching SB 100's goals by 2045 requires roughly tripling the construction of wind and solar generation and dramatically increasing battery capacity, Gill said. The modelers estimate the state needs an annual build rate of 2.7 gigawatts of solar, 2.2 gigawatts of storage, and 1 gigawatt of wind each year over the next 25 years, she said. However, the build rate will probably gradually increase through 2030, with the state playing catch-up and building resources at a much faster clip from 2030 to 2045, she said. Under a high electrification scenario, with consumers switching from gas to electric appliances, the state must add 180 gigawatts of new capacity, including 70 gigawatts of utility-scale solar and 50 gigawatts of storage to reach SB 100's goals, Gill said. The land required for so much wind and solar is substantial. Solar projects alone could occupy nearly 500,000 acres, Gill said. The study assumes utility customers will install 39 gigawatts of rooftop and on-site solar by 2045. Wind, including new sources of out-of-state wind and offshore wind in California, will make up the additional 20 gigawatts, the analysts forecasted.